It's a complicated process making connections between Stephen Avery's wrongful rape conviction in 1985 and his conviction for murder this week. But Herman Atkins, who heads a regional council of exonerees in California, says he's worried about a public backlash.
I'm concerned about what the general public would think about his actions and then judge the rest of us. It shouldn't reflect exonerees who have been released before him or after him. That is not the state of mind of all exonerees.
Atkins was exonerated after serving 12 years for rape and robbery he was wrongfully convicted of. He's now in law school and hopes to use his degree to fight for the compensation rights of the wrongfully convicted. Atkins has support from the 30 other exonerees in his council who participate in healing circles and counseling to come to terms with their prison experiences. The director of the California-based Life After Exoneration program, Heather Wiegand, says that's something Avery didn't have and that her group is trying to make available in other parts of the country.
I think anybody who's coming out of the prison system is vulnerable. And I think that they're entitled to immediate services to be able to give them the support in the healing arena that they need.
Wiegand says exonerees are comparable to torture victims, so her program provides counseling based on trauma survivor therapy used to treat torture victims around the world. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.